You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tamina McNabb. I'm with one of the founders, owners of Wonderfully Raw. I have Ryan Youngman. Tell me a bit about what you're doing at CHFA.
What we're here to do is we've got products that we present to all of the, I'm guessing everybody here knows what everybody does, right? But we have a bunch of products that are super healthy for you, and we'd love to have everybody try them.
Well, what is, I mean, raw is a big word that everyone uses. What are you doing that makes your products raw right now?
What it is a dehydration process. So we take 15 hours, we take low and slow. We take a product down to about 118 degrees, and we just suck the moisture out slowly. It leaves all the vitamins, nutrients, and enzymes left in the product.
So as opposed to fast, dehydration ruins all that process?
As opposed to like baked or fried. Yeah, when you bake and fry, you actually kill all those enzymes, all those vitamins, all those things go poof, and what you have left is a fibristic product.
So I'm looking at your products, and you have like a chili pumpkin seed crunch. What is that?
Chili pumpkin seed crunch is one of our best, actually it's the number one flavor for us here in Canada, so it's a great flavor. Basically what we do is we take Brussels sprouts, we chop them up, mix it with kale and carrots, and then various nuts and seeds, including pumpkin, and it's got a little chili spice on the back end.
Kind of like that. Now, one of my household favorites, my daughter especially loves your Cocoroons. Tell us about that product. How did that all start?
So Cocoroons actually, and I'll give you the short version, the original founder of the company, Sequoia, and she's still with us, so she would love to be here right now. She's just coming back from vacation. She found out she had type 2 diabetes, and she needed to eliminate that in her life, and she didn't want to do it with medicines. She wanted to do it by diet. So she decided to join a raw revolution that just happening in Northern California, and she went to the Living Light Institute, and she learned how to become a certified raw chef. During that process, she created something that she thought she needed to have, which is, you know, a sweet product that you can actually eat for a diabetic. So she discovered the merits of maple syrup and started to work on what she loved as macaroons. And she came up with a raw macaroon, and we call it Cocoroon. So
it's actually a really good product. And I have to limit my family to, like, you can't have the whole bag. It's not like popcorn, so one or two. She's done a very, very good job with the company. So you're from the U.S., and now you're in Canada. Where can people find your products at?
In Western Canada, like we like to always say Whole Foods as well as Choices if you're in the Vancouver area, or Meinhardt's or Urban Fair. Soon the Bulk Barn, and a lot of the Loblaws banners are picking it up sometime later this year.
East Coast at this point?
Whole Foods and independents, mostly on the specialty side, natural side.
What is the outlook for your company moving forward for Wonderfully Raw? Any new things you're going to be trying out in 2015-16?
Yeah, 2015 we actually have 5 new items. We have line extension of one of our favorite products, the snip chips. We have the dill pickle. And then we also have the dippers, which we're bringing to market in 11 weeks. And this is broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots. What we've done is made a smaller bag, so it gives it an entry level. We're really targeting kids, crossover shoppers, people that can't afford $5.99. This will be about a $4.99 SRP ring.
Snip chips. So it's. Tell me more about that.
We mix parsnips with coconut. It's an underloved, underappreciated vegetable. Parsnips is the root vegetable everybody should be eating. We're all of carrots, parsnips the next time.
Why are parsnips good for us?
Various vitamins you find in everything else. A strong essence of vitamin K, carotene, obviously those things.
Your products are very colorful and packaged, you know, very well. Is that a big part of your success, or is it actually what's inside the product?
We actually went through a rebranding last year. We felt like we needed to refresh the line, get solid colors, brightness, line of sight issues. We find that shoppers that can come down there and see something and understand it recognizably really quickly is a stronger point of purchase.
Ryan, what is your website address?
It's mycocoroons.com.
And our listeners, do they can get that online as well, or just through stores?
They can go online, yes, and we have direct accounts too as well.
Fantastic. Thanks for being on Health Radio.
Thank you very much.